children at play. Memories come from far away, taking me holding my hand to the playground wonderland.
Tony Bennett there, singing Playground, a great intro for our guest correspondent. It's Carrie Saldo with Arts District. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Steve. Wow, Tony Bennett's setting the mood. That's pretty much all you can ask for on a Thursday morning, right?
Exactly. The theme for today, as you survey arts around the city and the Front Range, playgrounds, playtime.
Well, it's summer, right? So school's out and there's more time for kids to play and hopefully adults too. And the arts have plenty of opportunities for both children and adults to get out there and explore their creative spirit. One of which is coming up opening on Saturday at the Red Line Gallery. They're continuing their year-long look at play with an exhibit aptly titled Playgrounds, for which there will be indoor installations at the gallery space itself. But what I'm really excited and interested to see the build out of are some interactive installations throughout the city of Denver. There are three overall. One downtown in the Denver Theater District is going to utilize the large screens. But there's one that incorporates hopscotch. Seven. Do you remember playing hopscotch?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to brush up my skills, but I'm excited to do so.
Okay.
Seven different neighborhoods in Denver. So be on the lookout for those. If you look and you see, like, what are these interesting things popping up there? They're art, but they're meant to be interacted with, and they really want you to get out there and use them.
Kids and adults especially. I know some adults that really need to play some hopscotch. Just take the edge off the
day. I will put myself in that category.
Exactly. Now, what else is going on? Something actually here not far from the Five Points Media Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happening in Curtis Park. It's also part of what Redline has going on, and they're calling it Play Space. It's free and open to the public. You don't even have to register in advance, and it's Saturdays from 10:30 to noon, and there are these sessions where you can get involved. You can actually make some art yourself. So they're led by artists that Redline has curated. So the one that's going on right now, and you can drop in at any point in time, you don't need to go the entire time, is pretty wild, right? It's an interactive basketball sculpture. Mm-hmm. So what the heck does that mean?
Yeah,
right?
Describe that.
So essentially they are arming you with water balloons filled with non-toxic paint.
Okay.
And you shoot hoops.
Nice, nice.
With the water balloons.
Okay, perfect. With paint inside.
And then we go all abstract art, because when they splatter, you never know what way they're going to go.
Okay.
But the underlying social theme they're hoping to instill in kids is that even if you don't make the hoop, look, you still make an impact when you try to do something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice artistic agenda. There's something else too going on about storytelling.
Absolutely, yeah. So session two is a neighborhood storytelling session, and they're going to use dance, theater, and music to have people come out and tell their own stories, and they're going to incorporate that into a larger work. And then there are other sessions going on throughout the summer. The fourth session is a puppet show, and so they're going to pull on history from Five Points, Whittier, and Curtis, and create a puppet show from start to finish. The people who come are going to help write it, you're going to make puppets, you're going to build your set, and all of this is free.
Perfect. Now, what's opening this weekend at the Children's Museum?
Play continues in an area that the Children's Museum is calling Joy Park. It's part of their larger expansion plan. And this one, it has been 3 years in the making. And like I said, does open this Saturday. And it's part of the admission to the museum. And we're hearing so much about kids, right? Constantly connected to their screens. Play has really shifted indoors.
Okay.
So this is an effort to get kids to shift outdoors. So yes, you're in the middle of the city, but they have built this park that replicates, as they see it, the outdoor environment from Colorado.
Yeah.
So what do you think of? You're going to have a few maybe
streams,
yeah,
mountains,
maybe some mountains,
trees.
Yeah, think they're 30,000 square feet of outdoor space that they have made for kids and adults.
Wow. Okay.
To run and play through and be creative.
Zip lines.
Yeah. So, and then there's one man-made tweaker too, you know.
we can take that. Zip lines are really, people are encountering some very rugged, raw territory with these zip lines.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, I'm kind of exhausted, but still excited about playtime and the arts.
You need a nap, Steve?
Yeah, exactly.
He's pulling his mat out here in the studio.
Okay, we've got to, because nap time is important as well. Arts District also on TV tonight at Rocky Mountain PBS at?
At 7:30 tonight, and we are not immune. It is repeat season, but we are happy to be bringing encore presentations of a story that incorporates play. The Ohekea installation that was downtown in Denver last year that used those massive screens, and it was an interactive video game.
Carrie Saldo with Arts District. We'll try and post all this stuff at KUVO.org. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. Get your play on.
To the playground, Wonderland, taking turns, learning to share, Jungle Jim or Teddy Bear, hide and seek, counting to 10. Oh, to play there once again. See.